Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:11, good afternoon, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on a kind of a breaking up cloudy day today. Now, if you'll notice, and if you were to look behind your back today, Austin, you'd see that the gray clouds are being superseded by some blue clouds now.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll salvage this afternoon, but it's going to get worse. Gosh, that's a terrible way to start it off. Cloudy with potential for rain moving into like tomorrow and Friday. And then, of course, showers on Saturday. Yellow flags right now flying along Pensacola Beach. Austin's all over this. I'm going to let him get to this in just a few minutes with the latest forecast here. Let's go ahead, jump in, take care of the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola's Planning Board approved the initial concept for a proposed hotel and apartment development. This will be at Community Maritime Park. Inspired Communities of Florida wants to build a 15-story apartment building called Rhythm Lofts and a 10-story hotel under the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel brand. The Planning Board will still have to approve a final design before the project can move into obtaining permits from the city. How about that? That's pretty exciting. I always like to talk about economic growth.
Yeah.
Especially in downtown Pensacola. North Escambia residents calling for an end to ongoing vandalism at their ballpark. They're tired of it.
Fair request.
Absolutely tired of it. Recently, the baseball field was damaged with four-wheelers. These knuckleheads got on the field and did donuts and all out and just destroyed the playing fields. They also destroyed multiple park doors. County now installing security cameras and asking Escambia deputies to increase patrols at that park. Anybody with information, you can contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers and take care of that. So that's, what do you say? What can you see?
Upsetting. Just jerks.
You know, it really is. But anyway, take care of it. The chair of the, here's an interesting story. Quite not confused, but maybe a little inquisitive about where this is going. Chair of the Tourist Development Council, David Baer, saying the project honoring General Daniel Chappie James does not qualify for the already approved $875,000 construction cost of the Memorial Plaza at the Wayside Park. So where we are here, a decision on the project is up for discussion at today's TDC board meeting. So we should know a little bit more.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Alrighty, first up, we got Florida House Republicans having taken a step to lift the age limit that stops people under 21 from buying rifles and shotguns. Supporters say it's about protecting Second Amendment rights, but critics point to the Parkland shooting to argue that keeping these restrictions is important for safety. The bill will now go to the Judiciary Committee before it can be voted on by the full House.
I like this one. A local lady does good. Gun rights advocates continue to fight to overturn a Florida law banning gun purchases by people under 21. Representative Michelle Saltzman said Wednesday, if the measure is introduced and passes, Floridians ages 18 and older would be able to purchase a long gun, rifles to that effect there. However, under federal law, those under 21 would still be barred from buying a handgun from a licensed dealer. The measure has the backing of Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez and Governor DeSantis.
And a push for stricter penalties on reckless boating in Florida, called Lucy's Law, is gaining traction in the Senate after a tragic crash killed 17-year-old Lucy Fernandez back in 2022. The bill would make it a felony for boat operators to leave the scene of a fatal accident without helping. Both the Senate and House versions also aim to improve boater education, especially for those born before 1988.
I was wondering if you have friends that may be in the high school level or so, and when they did the ban on cell phones in schools, and what was their feelings about that?
I can't imagine it was good.
Well, listen, I got even something even more that's going to jazz them up. You ready for this one? House Bill 949, legislation expanding a new law here. They're going to back it up a second. They're going to expand a 2023 Florida law banning students from in-class cell use. Well, that is now advancing in 2025. With me?
Yes.
Okay. Lawmakers say the devices have a detrimental effect on learning. The proposed bill will prohibit students from cell phone use throughout the entire school day rather than just during instructional time.
Yeah, that's
can you see the happy faces now hearing that?
that's something that we've been discussing before, and it is. I can guarantee you kids are not going to be happy about that.
Right, Lisa. Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that we don't normally deal with. Got some problems on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. The last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very similar, high of 74, low of 65.
417 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, there's going to be an eclipse tonight. I don't think you're going to see it, though, but there will be an eclipse. You know, I was talking earlier to a staff member. It would really be very cool if you got in an airplane tonight and just go over the cloud cover and get some shots up there. Mm. That would be unique.
Yes.
Because you're not going to see
it. If you had the means.
That's right. That's right. But you're not going to see it from the ground. That's pretty much a gimme. But if you do, attaboy. Love it. National Weather Service forecast. I just want to add this on here. They are saying the showers in the forecast for Saturday could be really iffy. And I'll tell you what, to solve this problem and to get it direct and timely, that's the key point here. 5:20 tomorrow afternoon, Brandon Black rejoins us from the National Weather Service with the latest information for Saturday.
Right.
This is really important. If you want to know how to proceed with Saturday's plans, 5:20 tomorrow afternoon on this very show, News Radio 92.3.
And I also want to let you know, speaking of things going on here, in just about 10 minutes, I'm going to be giving away a ticket. It's free entry, for free registry to the Bayou Hills Run. We've been doing this all week. What you can do to win a ticket to that run and how you can register freely, we'll get that out for you right here on Pensacola right now in just about 10 minutes.
All right, another down day on those major markets. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
Stocks tumble with the Dow suffering its fourth straight session of losses, while the S&P 500 entered correction territory as fresh tariff threats overshadowed upbeat economic data, including an easing of inflation at the wholesale level. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors fell, with tech the worst performer. However, shares of Intel bucked the downward trend, with its stock rising 14%, following news that the chipmaker announced a new CEO, Lip-Bu Tan. The Dow winners, Travelers, Merck, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, Apple, Home Depot, and Salesforce. The Dow down 537 points, the Nasdaq lower by 345, S&P 500 down 78. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
419 News Radio 92.3. Thought you might need a little bit more positive information on the finances here. There's another sign of easing inflation. Lillian Wu has more on it.
The producer price index, which tracks price changes companies see, rose 3.2% year over year versus the projection 3.3%. On a monthly basis, prices were unchanged. There was an upward revision for January, which brought its PPI to 0.6%. Leaving out volatile food and energy, core prices rose 3.4% year over year, below the January gain of 3.6%. Economists had expected an increase of 3.5%. Month over month, core prices actually declined 0.1%. The forecast was for an increase of 0.3%. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a deep national dive for you. Some of our hardest hitting stories, including President Trump speaking on the whole Greenland efforts again, along with his relationship with Kim Jong-un. And remember, we'll be giving away those Bayou Hills Run tickets as well. That and more coming up on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020, or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow, but okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today. And decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 424 News Radio 92.3. Apple and Google in the middle of another investigation. Eben Brown has more.
Fox on Tech.
British regulators say there's too little competition when it comes to mobile web browsing, pointing fingers at both Google and Apple. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority says it might not be fair that Apple has so much control over their iPhone's operating systems, in that it crowds out competitors like Mozilla from being able to truly offer a different browser than Safari to Apple users. Even though Mozilla's Firefox exists as an app in the land of iPhones and iPads, it still relies on Apple's software tech to run, as opposed to Mozilla's own. Google's Android is much the same with its Chrome browser. In response to the CMA's report, Apple says it disagrees with the findings and defends its choices, saying it's a better way to secure its users' privacy. The British investigation is still ongoing, and the CMA hopes to finish it by the end of the year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Worst looking spot right now is going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some backups worse than usual on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 66.
News Radio 92.3. Study published this week details the degree to which the Biden administration infused DEI policies into the federal government. The study identified 460 programs across 24 government agencies in the Biden administration. They diverted $1 trillion of taxpayer money to DEI initiatives.
My goodness. And President Trump pushing to annex Greenland. What a follow-up. He told reporters in the Oval Office during a meeting with NATO that he thinks it'll happen. Trump's been pushing the idea of the U.S. acquiring the island for months, and it's currently a territory of fellow NATO member Denmark.
Okay, let me see here. President Trump wants to get Greenland, and President Trump also likes Teslas, and he has bought a fire engine red one.
Yeah.
It's right there at the White House. Here's Howie Kurtz.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There has never been a commercial like this. Elon Musk bringing five of his Teslas to the south lawn of the White House. Donald Trump buying a red one. They get in. Trump was going on and on about what a great car this is, not mentioning that he's been a longtime opponent of electric vehicles, but also talking about how Elon Musk is a great patriot and alluding to the despicable violence against Teslas in dealerships and showrooms. But now, obviously, a lot of commentators say this is crazy. I mean, at the same time that Musk has signaled that, according to the New York Times, he wants to give $100 million to various pro-Trump PACs. So some are saying, what's the big deal? Presidents often endorse products, but not necessarily from a man who is the second most powerful guy in government. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And President Trump says he still has a very good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He touted his relationship with Kim as he met with the NATO Secretary General in the Oval Office today. Trump noted that things got off to a very rough start between him and Kim during his first term in office. He suggested he would consider reopening talks with him. Trump claimed there would have been a nuclear war with North Korea had Hillary Clinton won the 2016 election.
All right. America's National Passenger Railroad is hoping to lure travelers away from the airlines. Brand new campaign. Listen to this one. Here's Tom Graham.
A few hours after Southwest Airlines announced it would no longer be offering two free checked bags to most passengers starting in May, Amtrak boasted about its luggage policy in a post on X, writing in part, "Yes, we're the only ones doing free baggage now." Over the years, airlines have done away with free bag checks and started charging various amounts. Southwest was the last holdout. Amtrak travels to around 500 destinations within 46 states. However, going by rail does take a little bit longer than going by plane. Tom Graham, Fox News.
All right, and I'm giving a ticket away for free entry to the Bayou Hills 5K and 10K. This is going to be at Bayview Park on Saturday, March 29th. All you have to do to win this ticket is be the first to text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in to 850-437-1620. The term Bayou Hills, that's the prompt we've been using all week. If you're the first to do that, you will get that ticket there.
Okay, members of the Senate recently met to evaluate how the military was doing, and Kevin Urinsky has a look at it.
Securing America.
A Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing Wednesday examined U.S. military readiness. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan.
We are living in a very dangerous world where our adversaries can and regularly do contest us across the globe.
Army Vice Chief of Staff General James Mingus warning.
Our adversaries are moving faster than we are.
Military branch representatives agreed that the biggest reason for that is a lack of consistent funding. General Mingus adding,
ultimately, the Army can afford a large, ready, or modern force, but with the current budget, it cannot afford all three.
Admiral James Kilby is the Vice Chief of Naval Operations.
Consistent and predictable funding is foundational to our improvement efforts.
All of the military leaders testified that continuing resolutions used to fund the government negatively impact military readiness. Kevin Gretzky, Fox News.
All right, News Radio 92.3. Here's your mortgage numbers today. 30-year fixed rate, 6.82%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.24%. Yeah, rates like slightly up today, but still, they are below that 7% mark.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says he's holding out hope Russia will agree to a 30-day ceasefire with Ukraine as the first step to ending the more than three-year invasion.
We have to get it over with fast.
And speaking from the Oval Office, U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow to discuss the idea. Thousands of recently fired federal workers could soon be back on the job after a coalition of labor unions and others sued the Trump administration following their push to cut the size of federal employees. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has this.
A U.S. district judge based in San Francisco finding the Trump administration's justification for firing thousands of federal probationary workers to be an unlawful sham.
The ruling states those who were let go must be offered their jobs back. Another down day on Wall Street, U.S. stock market has dropped 10% from its high set just last month. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The White House is pulling President Trump's nominee to lead the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, former Congressman Dave Weldon. The move came hours before he was set to appear today before the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions for a confirmation hearing. Axios is reporting that RFK Jr., the head of the HHS, which oversees the CDC, said that Weldon wasn't ready for the role. Dollar General CEO said that inflation continues to hurt the discounters' customers and the macroeconomic landscape will not improve this year, as being reported by CNBC. On the company's fourth quarter earnings call, Todd Vaso said customers are expecting value and convenience today more than ever. Tariff worries continued to plague Wall Street as stocks were lower. The Dow fell more than 530 points. The S&P dropped 77, and the NASDAQ lost more than 340. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I've seen some suggest the possibility of Aaron Rodgers following the Brett Favre path and landing with the Minnesota Vikings. I totally understand why Aaron would be interested, but why would Minnesota? The Vikings have a very good team on paper and just invested a first-round pick on quarterback J.J. McCarthy last year. So just like how I thought Minnesota wouldn't re-sign Sam Darnold, I also don't see why the Vikings would actually sign a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? This week only, all Pro Elite wash items and accessories are buy one, get one half off. That's car wash, tire cleaner, leather cleaner. All buy one, get one half off. Sponges and towels, we've got duo weave, waffle weave, whatever weave you want. Accessories too. Pro Elite floor mats, car covers, and more. Any Pro Elite item, buy one, get one half off. This week only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Dawn and Dr. Fleming Tuesday at 10 for the Ashner Navant Healthcare 65 Plus Pensacola Expert Panel, where you'll find out why you should choose Ashner Navant Healthcare as your primary care provider, and also their grand opening of their second Pensacola location in Bellevue on Mobile Highway next to Publix. Call or text in your questions to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, one where the same time goes.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
.437 News Radio Right Now, Pensacola Right Now, and 92.3 FM, that's where we can be found. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Thank you for joining us this Thursday. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Days getting longer there, Austin. Spring officially arriving, 7 days, wow. March 20th.
Ready it's already that. Felt that way.
Ready for that one, and I'm also ready to dive in and do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's an interesting story unraveling. At least I find it kind of interesting. The SS United States, currently docked in Mobile, will be the centerpiece of exclusive harbor tours. Remember, we were talking about that recently. Very interesting about the ship. It is, of course, going to end up being the world's largest artificial reef in Destin. Blakely State Park, hosting 11 guided tours. They start these tours tomorrow, and I would put a caveat there by saying weather dependent.
Yeah, because the weather permitting.
Yeah, absolutely. They're also offering a public opportunity for you to see the ship really up close and personal. No, you're not going to get on the ship. That won't happen. But they're going to take you up on a boat and real close. I had a chance to see it from the 10 freeway. Pretty interesting. Pretty spooky, actually. Gave me a kind of a ghost feeling looking at it. Anyway, to book a tour, go to BlakelyPark.com, and you can take care of that, of course, today. City rewriting its Community Redevelopment Agency plan. The latest addition to the plan includes the Pensacola Bay Center and a potential redevelopment of the Grand Hotel. The package could be the first new project to move forward under the new CRA agreement. Scambia commissioners expected to discuss the future of the Bay Center at the Committee of the Whole meeting. That is something you definitely need to put down on your calendar. April the 3rd, they will definitely take care of that. And a local representative doing just some great work here, Representative Michelle Saltzman, saying on Wednesday, gun rights advocates continue to fight to overturn a Florida law banning gun purchases by people under 21. Saltzman says if the measure she introduced passes, Floridians ages 18 and older would be able to purchase a long gun, maybe like a rifle. Under federal law, those under 21 would still be barred from buying a handgun from a licensed dealer. The measure has the backing of Florida House Speaker Danny Perez and Governor DeSantis.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Of course, college basketball tournament's ramping up, but the star player for the nation's top-ranked team might be out of action heading into Selection Sunday. Freshman sensation Cooper Flagg left Duke's ACC quarterfinal game against Georgia Tech late in the first half today with an ankle injury. X-rays were negative, and Duke rallied from 14 points down for the win, but it's unknown if Flagg will see any more action in the ACC tournament. Duke basketball coach John Shire says it's a real long shot that he plays in Friday night's ACC tournament semifinal.
Good guys back in action tonight. Pensacola Ice Flyers facing Birmingham on the road, taking on the Bulls in Birmingham before heading back home. Yep, Flyers returning home to the ice this weekend, Friday and Saturday, matching up against Quad City. Puck will drop at 7 of 5 in the Bay Center for both of those events.
And the Players' Championship is underway in the state of Florida. This week's PGA Tour event is taking place at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, or Verda Beach, southeast of Jacksonville. Last year's winner was world number one Scottie Scheffler, and he's back in the field again this year. Russell Henley won last week's Arnold Palmer Invitational and is playing this week as well.
NBA, NC2A, and a lot of Fox. Jared Max here with a Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
If you're just joining us, thank you, but you have missed a lot. So don't do it again. Off the draw, here it is, Montour, right in, he scores! Hey, what do you say? 5 seconds in, Brandon Montour wins it in overtime!
On the Kraken Hockey Network, NHL history, official scoring says Brandon Montour scored the game-winning goal for Seattle 4 seconds into overtime, an NHL record, fastest goal ever scored in OT. The Kraken came back to beat the Canadiens 5-4 on the second goal of the night from Brandon Montour, 4 seconds into overtime, which also equaled the fastest goal to any period in NHL history.
Bridges to inbound. Nick's break. Hart gets it right back to Bridges. Bridges puts up a three. Bang!
On MSG Network, Mikal Bridges hit a three-point shot as time expired to lift the Knicks over the Trailblazers in Portland. 114-113, Mikal Bridges finished with 33 points. Possible NBA Finals preview in Boston. Western Conference leading Oklahoma City Thunder clinched a playoff spot with a 118-112 win over the Celtics. 17th win in 18 games for Oklahoma City, which got 34 points from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. In Denver, the Timberwolves extended their win streak to 6 games, beat the Nuggets 115-95, Minnesota 3-0 this season against Denver. Other NBA winners Wednesday, the Spurs, Grizzlies, Rockets, Clippers, Raptors, and Hawks. Men's college basketball, 3 more schools into the NCAA tournament with victories in the conference championships Wednesday. McNeese, Montana, and American all going to the big dance. Selection Sunday, 3 days away. The brackets come into play Thursday, 1 week from today. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Eminem trying to bring the WNBA back to Detroit. The Michigan rapper joins a team of investors, including Pistons owner Tom Gores, Lions quarterback Jared Goff, and General Motors CEO Mary Barra, who are hoping to bring an expansion team there. And the Motor City used to have one of the best teams in the league. They were the Detroit Shock. They won 3 WNBA championships in 03, 06, and 08 before moving to Tulsa in 09. The league has said it wants to add a 16th team by 2028.
All right, a lot of confused folks in La La Land. The Rams have released a football player I was surprised at. Here's Joe Morgan.
It's the end of an era in Los Angeles. The Rams officially released wide receiver Cooper Kupp on Wednesday, ending his 8-year run with the organization. The move comes days after the Rams agreed to terms with 6-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Devontae Adams. Kupp will go down as a franchise great, earning the MVP of Super Bowl 56 after leading the NFL in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns during the 2021 regular season. But his production slipped in the years since, missing a good chunk of games due to injury. The Pro Bowl wideout has not played in more than 12 games or gone over 900 yards receiving in the last 3 seasons. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Comcast, along with the International Olympic Committee, reaching a multi-billion-dollar agreement on broadcasting rights. The games are staying with NBC and Peacock through 2036. Comcast will assist with the in-venue distribution of the Olympics live TV coverage as part of the deal. Comcast Chair Brian Roberts said in a statement that we live in a time when technology is driving faster and more fundamental transformation than we've seen in decades.
News Radio 92.3, thanks for having us on today. We appreciate that ride home. You know, we've been talking about those track participants, one getting beat in the head by another with a baton. The lady that is being really in question about beating the other girl, she has now really been nailed by the authorities. Lucas Tomlinson has all the details for us.
Charges have now been filed in the case of a high school girls' track meet in Lynchburg, Virginia that turned violent. Our colleagues at Fox Digital confirming the attorney general in Lynchburg has charged Alayla Everett with assault and battery. Everett claims she did not mean to hurt anyone. She just lost her balance.
After a couple times hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance, and when I pumped my arms again, she got hit.
The girls' high school 4x2 indoor relay held at Liberty University. The girls coming down the home stretch when Everett was seen smashing her aluminum baton into the head of Kayleen Tucker. During the championship meet last week, Tucker was later diagnosed with a concussion and a possible skull fracture.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's when it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on 9 Mile Road itself if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 74 degrees here, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 66.
Yeah, once again, showers moving in the forecast, especially impacting Saturday. Today, they just changed this. Using that app on my phone I talk to you about all the time, of course, PB flags, and then 888-777. Get the instant update on what's happened on the island. Just came in a second ago on my phone. They've changed those yellow flags to red flags this afternoon. So if you're thinking about maybe heading over, maybe taking a dip, don't do it because they're not going to let you in the water. This is that simple. Okay. You've kind of masterfully laid out the local weather for us. Janice Dean is in now with the national weather.
A major storm system developing across the west will be our next big weather maker over the next few days, bringing weather hazards to tens of millions of Americans, including a severe weather outbreak with life-threatening tornadoes, strong winds, hail, flooding rainfall, and the possibility for a crippling blizzard with heavy snow and blowing snow for the northern tier of the country. This will be a multi-day event affecting many different states, so please stay tuned to your local forecasts and, of course, Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, interesting situation unraveling down in South Florida, Miami Beach, actually. Their mayor is holding back an Oscar-winning documentary film that says it is not something the Jewish folks will want to see. Well, here's a total explanation for you.
The film director's comments at the Oscars prove the anti-Semitic nature of the film, using Jew hatred propaganda and lies such as ethnic cleansing. Miner stated in a letter sent to the theater, O Cinema initially acknowledging Miner's concerns of anti-Semitism in a letter of their own, to the mayor writing, this film has exposed a rift which makes us unable to do the thing we've always sought out to do, which is to foster thoughtful conversations about cinematic works, promising to cancel the movie. But the day after that letter was sent, they showed it and have sold out four more showings scheduled for next week. Now Miner wants to cancel the theater's lease, kicking them out of the city-owned building, as well as slash nearly $80,000 in grant money.
And Florida is announcing its first arrest in connection to its new immigration laws. Felipe Hernandez Chavarin is accused of entering a locked gate with a no trespassing sign in Brevard County. He's charged with trespassing and illegal reentry. And authorities say Hernandez Chavarin was deported back in 2019.
Interesting here. A state Senate panel on Wednesday gave approval to a proposal that would change the state's defamation laws. It's Senate Bill 752 seeking to require newspapers and broadcast stations to remove false articles and broadcast from their websites after receiving notice that the stories were found not to be true.
Really? My goodness. And the deal for a new Tampa Bay Rays stadium is dead. St. Petersburg Mayor Ken Welch acknowledged the possibility that the team would back out in his State of the City address earlier this year. Team owner Stu Sternberg posted a statement on X saying that the team cannot move forward and blames what he calls a series of events beginning in October that no one could have anticipated. So, of course, they're, until further notice, playing at that Steinbrenner Field.
Okay, as we know, we're going to have some questionable weather moving into the area this weekend. Here's right. To get you all set up for this, we want you to be totally prepared. 5:20 tomorrow afternoon on Pensacola Right Now, we will have Brandon Black in from the National Weather Service. And I put him on at 5:20 because this will be kind of the last end of getting the effects before we start moving into the Saturday weather pattern. So you will know exactly what's going on weather-wise, weather patterns, and what's happening up to the minute as we head into the Saturday situation. And you're going to catch it live on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And flags flying at half staff across to Florida today in honor of a former lawmaker. Senator Geraldine Thompson passed away back in February at the age of 76, and she served in the state legislature for nearly two decades, including on the House of Representatives. Thompson was known for her public service and efforts to improve her community, including establishing the Wells Built Museum of African American History and Culture in Orlando.
Yeah, we were talking about National Weather Service. I got one more thing just to add about that. They are gearing up for the warmer temperatures. And what they're doing, they're changing their messaging when it comes to heat. Let me give you a couple of examples. Now, in effect, excessive heat watches have been renamed to extreme heat watches, and excessive heat warnings have been renamed to extreme heat warning. So you see what they're saying. Instead of excessive, it's extreme. What word? But you might have
good,
noticed
I was confused
that
I just
wanted to make sure you were totally on board with this.
All righty. We'll take one last quick break with the BM 450 here. When we return, we'll get some business and some pop culture notes, something, you know, things just a little bit more frivolous, not as hard hidden as we hit this final stretch of the 4 o'clock hour. I'm Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Businesses come in all shapes and sizes. Integrity doesn't. For more than a century, the Better Business Bureau has set the standards for how businesses should operate honestly and ethically. So when you're looking for a business you can trust, check to see who's BBB accredited and who isn't. Always choose the Better Business. Look for the BBB seal because it's looking out for you. That's why it's the sign of a better business. Find a better business anytime at BBB.org.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.453 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now, Thursday afternoon. Yeah, still looking pretty darn nice outside today. Mm-hmm. Just remember, they've changed the flags on the island. If you're heading over there, got to stay out of the water. Red flags are flying this afternoon, so don't forget that. NASA, SpaceX trying to do it again tomorrow night. Not tonight. They're going to light the candle 6:03 tomorrow evening. There's really nothing wrong with the spacecraft itself. It is the hydraulic system. There's an issue with that found to scrub the mission last night. So they're going to try to light the candle tomorrow night, 6:03 Pensacola time.
All righty. And Donatella Versace stepping down as the brand's chief creative officer after nearly 30 years. Starting in April, she'll take on a new role as chief brand ambassador. Dario Vitale, who previously worked with Prada's Miu Miu, will step in as the new creative director, with reports swirling that the Prada group is close to buying Versace for $1.6 billion.
Listen to you rip off that Italian over there. I'm pretty impressed. Mortgage numbers. Let me get them to you real quick. Mortgage rates up slightly, still below 7%. Mortgage News Daily saying the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.24%.
All righty. And the number of measles cases still on the rise after an outbreak in West Texas. Health officials have confirmed at least 258 cases across multiple states. Most of the cases are in unvaccinated children in Texas, but cases have been popping up in nearly a dozen other states as well. At least two deaths have been connected to the outbreak.
It seems as though more adults have been seeking health care via the Affordable Care Act. For more on this, here's Eben Brown.
More adults in the U.S. are buying health care coverage via the Affordable Care Act's insurance exchanges than they were in years prior. The National Center for Health Statistics say that in 2023, 6% of people ages 18 to 64 were buying insurance on the exchange, which provides a subsidy for private market plans. That's compared to 4.8% in 2019. The same data show more people acquired coverage via the exchange in states that didn't expand Medicaid eligibility compared to states that did. The 2010 law provided funds to states to take on more Medicaid clients. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. As for the roads, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on 9 Mile itself, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees here, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be copy and paste, high of 74. Low of 66.
Okay, and looking further down the line, moving past Sunday, Monday, your, get this, 38th annual St. Patty's Day pub crawl, looking pretty good weather-wise. It does get underway on Monday. This will be on Pensacola Beach. The event features, get this, 18 beach bars this year, restaurants and hotels, with green fireworks starting at 8 p.m., lighting up the Pensacola Beach sky.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Spotify says it's paid out millions of dollars or more in royalties last year to nearly 1,500 artists. The streaming service said Wednesday that 80% of those didn't have a song that reached the app's daily top 50 chart. Instead, the artists had at least 4 to 5 million monthly listeners to 20 to 25 million monthly streams. The number of artists earning more than $10 million in royalties has jumped 600% since 2017.
458, News Radio 92.3. Okay, a sequel to the hit movie Spinal Tap is on the way. Wow. This is crazy. Michelle Polinox has it.
Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, and the original mockumentary has been picked up for distribution by Bleecker Street. The long-awaited follow-up with Rob Reiner back in the director's chair, Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer returning as the legendary fictional heavy metal band, Spinal Tap will hit theaters September 12th. The sequel follows the band reuniting for one final concert after a 15-year hiatus. The teasers show a close-up of a hand turning up the volume of an amp to 11, a clear nod to a line from the original film. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, I was thinking they might have put the Stonehenge, miniature Stonehenge, that they miscalculated from inches to feet. I don't know if you saw the movie or not.
I didn't.
But that's what happened. They gave them the dimensions of a Stonehenge prop for the stage. But it was like 18 feet, you know, by this, like this. They did it 18 inches. That's what I thought they were going to use.
And Nikki Glaser will return to host the Golden Globes next year. The comedian became the first solo female host of the award show back in January, and her performance received high praise from critics. She said hosting the ceremony this year was without a doubt the most fun she's ever had in her career.
Okay, so you're a veteran, and you're looking to get some benefits that you are really deserve. The Escambia County Veterans Service Office, they are providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, there's no charge here. No appointment is required. Sounds pretty good so far, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here's a number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person, 3363 West Park Place. This is in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. Free benefits for veterans. Take advantage of it.
All righty. You're listening to Pensacola right now every afternoon, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. We'll send it over to WEAR for about 10 to 12 minutes, and we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.